Weekly, episode number 163, released September 18th, 2010. I am Phil Crum, known as Phil from the support team, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Sam Thompson, known as Sam from the modifications team, formerly Syntax Error 90.
Yep, that's me.
And we are joined by our special guest of the day, Adam R., or Adam Ryer, from the support team.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so just giving you a quick little rundown on what we're going to do today. First and foremost, we're going to talk about the future of this podcast. As you should hopefully be aware by now, the PHBBB Weekly podcast is under new management, with Sam and I sharing the helm here. The podcast should be released on approximately every two-week basis or thereabouts, depending on whether or not there's anything to talk about. And they will be recorded non-live, which is a substantial difference from how Douglas and David Lewis used to run the podcast, but we think it will allow us to, one, get into more depth about things that we need to get into more depth about, and it will also allow us to prepare better and make sure we can actually record the podcast. As you're probably aware, Douglas occasionally had some problems with making the time that he had scheduled for the podcast, so we're hoping to alleviate those. Secondarily, we're going to go ahead and go over Liberty Evasion one more time, and I promise this will be the last time because I'm as sick as hearing about it as I'm sure all of you are. And finally, we're going to go over some special announcements. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right in here, and I, little disclaimer, did not attend Liberty Evasion, unfortunately, so if Sam or Adam have anything they'd like to add, they're more than welcome to just chime on in. So first and foremost, the Git switch and the Symfony switch, which will be probably the helm of the difference for the development process that PHBBB4 will be using. Sam, would you like to go ahead and explain what the Git and Symfony switch will mean to the end user?
Sure. Well, the Git switch, you know, it's a version control system that we're using. We're using GitHub, and so that allows us to to have an more easy time to, you know, as someone who wants to contribute to PHBBB, to fork code and to have pull requests to send to the development team where they can then pull your changes that you create. And it's a step from SVN in the way that it does allow for better community involvement with, you know, and more open development. And the Symfony switch is mainly geared towards PHPBB4, and that is essentially the framework that we are using for the software, and that will include, you know, Symfony 4, Doctrine, and Twig, which is the templating engine that comes with Symfony.
So by switching to Symfony, then, it should make it easier for end users to do things like installing mods, for instance, right?
Well, Symfony does allow a lot of really cool, you know, systems that you can build neat plug-in architectures off of, and they do have architectures in there that we can use and utilize for PHBBB4, and that will, you know, that will pretty much give, you know, mod authors the ability to create mods that do not require code edits, and in turn that will allow the end users to be able to install mods without even having to touch a notepad or anything.
So it would be more akin then to something like WordPress or Envision or vBulletin, where you simply go to the ACP to decide, I want to install the Super Pink Ponies 9.8 Max mod or something like that, and say, click install, and all the work is done for you, and in a couple of seconds, you have your mod.
Yeah, that's, obviously, you would only find the Super Pink Ponies mod in something like Envision Board, but, I mean, yeah, that's the basic idea. it would give that sort of ability in that, and it would make modding a whole lot easier and installing mods a whole lot easier.
And the intent here is for all of this to eventually tie into Titania, the new customization database, at some point in the future, isn't it?
At some point. I'm sure Nathan would have a lot more information on that because he's a guy running the show over there. But it would be really neat to have that, to have a sort of interface in the admin control panel where you can simply browse Titania on your own site, you know, in your ACP, and just choose which mod you want to install.
And just something to keep in mind for any of you listening to this, PHBB4 will probably not be released for several years now. So all of this is very much a conjecture and is subject to change, but the foundation and basis that we're discussing shouldn't change too much pending any unforeseen changes in technology, like if the PHP gets a mind reading extension sometime between now and 2 years from now or something like that. Who knows what'll happen, but for the sake of everyone, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, even if PHP somehow does get that, it would not be included because the PHP version is already released and we already know what's in there. Yeah, it's 5.3 is what I'm saying. So if you want to run PHP BB4, you should be able to have that when it comes out.
So PHP BB4 then is aimed at PHP 5.3.
Yeah? Yes. That's the impression I got, and that's the impression that Nils has shown with the inclusion of Symfony, especially.
And this is contingent on the fact that hopefully by whenever PHP BB4 does come out, that PHP 5.3 will be widely adopted. Yeah.
It should be, and if it's not, then I suggest getting away from your host. Yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, especially, you know, even if you're running, you know, old versions of 5.0, you know, you need to find a host that does support modern versions because it's not safe running that kind of software. That's just simply it's old.
All right. So also discussed the Liberty Evasion, which is probably a lot more pertinent to you who aren't worrying about the extended future, is PHP 3.1 and, more importantly, how mods will function there. Since I didn't hear the talk, can you explain a little bit more about that, Sam?
Well, Henry was – Kellenved was giving a – he gave a really great talk about – it was pretty short, but it was great because it really showed how modding is – being improved with PHP v3.1. He essentially was saying that there's a nice hook system that we are going, you know, not nice, it's an extended hook system that we are adopting, and it will allow for better hooks, and currently we're in the RFC phase for hooks. So let me go pull up that link so I can read a couple. Okay, so on Area 51, under the 3.1 asterisk RFCs and patches, there's a subform called hook location requests. And so there's many requests in there at the time of this recording, 21 so far. And they're just hooks. There's just hook location requests. So let's see, one of them is a view online hook. So you can hook into the view online, and if you're on a non-standard PHP V page, the idea is you can set that page in a custom level through your mod. And so there's just many other hooks like this, and that sort of thing will allow a greater flexibility in making edit list mods and such.
So these hooks are going to be placed where basically people ask them to be placed. Are they going to go through and say, okay, a hook will make sense here, here, and here, we'll do that? Or is it solely going to be where people post an RFC and request that the hook be added?
The impression I got is mainly RFCs. I'm sure if the development team has ideas, and they will be able to add them, because it's really not that hard to add a hook within the code. Just the fact that it's there makes it convenient.
So what level of user is expected to contribute to these hook locations? Are we talking like really hardcore mod developers, people who are just kind of getting their feet wet? What are we talking here?
If you're getting your feet wet and you're coming to the point where you have to make code edits, then I would highly suggest at least browsing the forum and seeing, you know, what these are, and then perhaps even making your own hook request if you've experienced something that you know you can, you know, that if you've experienced a situation in modding where you know can be solved with, you know, say a hook. And if you know how the hooks work, then that's pretty much all the information you need to know to make a hook request.
Okay, so basically, the only thing you have to do to get involved in the hook process is have some basic understanding of the PHP BB code base and how to work with it. Is that correct?
Yeah, but just very, very basic understanding, just the general flow of things. And there's also a little bit of documentation on hooks in the docs folder of every PHP BB installation.
So then this would probably be one of the best ways to get involved with the development process for PHBBB 3.1 at this point, seeing as the general RFC area is closed. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I believe that that's a very accurate statement.
And speaking of getting involved, I believe it was Colin Walsh, CK Walsh from the moderation team, gave a discussion at LibertyVasion on other ways to get involved with the PHBBB process. Sam, would you like to go into a little bit more depth with those?
I don't think Colin did that one. He did the he did the one regarding just how, you know, how setting, you know, how to set up your board and the soft skills, I guess, necessary to run it. I gave a getting involved speech because Typo was not feeling well and he couldn't be there, so I gave his speech in place of him, but that was mainly geared towards modding and such.
Well, how would you get involved in the mod process then?
Well, if you really want to get involved in the mod, and you know, in modding especially, you know, you can start by creating mods, and that's just simply posting a topic in the mod and development forum. If you want to get involved in the validation of mods and helping the mod team out, then we have a Get Involved page that's linked to from the homepage, I believe. And you can look at the at all the teams even, but specifically the mod team, you can apply to be a junior validator, and that will, and the junior validators are they're, you can see them on the forums. They have a little rank that says junior validator, but they they're a group of people that simply test mods after they've been code validated by the mod team, and mod team members are generally picked from these junior validators.
So, to get involved on the mod team level, to actually become a mod team member as it is, your best bet is to prove that you have a decent amount of understanding with working with PHBBB as a mod author, and then apply to be a junior mod validator then.
Exactly. That pretty much is the easiest way to get involved with the mod team.
So, junior mod validator, what kind of level of knowledge are you expecting? Are you, because I know for the mod validators, there's a pretty substantial list of things that you have to be able to do. Are the requirements a little more lax for junior mod validators?
Yes, they're very much so laxed. You can become a junior mod validator without the intention of becoming a mod team member. Just if you just want to help out, all we have to do with a junior validator is be able to install PHBBB on your local computer, on your local machine, and be able to install AutoMod and test a mod, you know, by installing it with AutoMod. And you just check to make sure that the mod functions, that there's no PHP notices, there's no you know, there's no obvious bugs or something that you know is possibly detrimental to either the function of the board or the function of the mod. And you report any problems to the mod queue, and it will be denied or approved accordingly.
So you aren't responsible for any of the thumbing through the code, looking for things or anything like that. You're just responsible for making sure the mod works before the mod validators do their thing to it.
Exactly.
Okay. So on a similar note, there's a page on phbbb.com. It's phbbb.com/get-involved, and we'll have a link to that for you when the time comes. That gives a whole list of how you can get involved in every team with PHBBB. So I'll just go ahead and go through that now. The first team on the list, possibly because they're the most important to PHBBB's longevity, is the development team. And one of the wonderful things about the recent change to Git and the recent restructure of Area 51 is it gives you completely new possibilities on how to get involved. For example, you can just suggest changes and features by posting an RFC on area51.phbbb.com. RFCs for 3.1 are already closed, but you can still make contributions for 3.2, 4.0, and every other future version as the time becomes relevant. You can also report bugs and issues at the PHBBB issue tracker, which is tracker.phbbb.com, which that is possibly, in my opinion anyway, the most important part of the development process is quality assurance. So feel free to check the latest code out of Git and test it, and if something is broken, feel free to well, actually, please file a bug report so it can hopefully get fixed. And if you are to do that prolifically or something of the sort, you will likely be invited to the – we have a kind of private team called the Quality Assurance Team. And if you are interested in getting involved with that on simply testing for issues or something like that, or even on a more grand level where you can help implement a better QA process, because right now we're honestly just going through and testing by hand, which, as any proponent of unit testing can tell you, isn't the best way. And third and foremost, you can also contribute code, which the easiest way to do that is identify a feature you want to have, or go through the bug tracker and look for something that needs fixing, fork the repository in GitHub, fix it, and add a link back to it and wait for it to be accepted. The support team also, as always, is on the lookout for people. The support team actually has a large number of sub-projects that we always want help with. In addition to posting on the forum and answering questions, we also have the support toolkit, which is Eric. I have no idea how to say his last name. Frerijan? Frerijan?
I think it's Frerijan.
Frerijan?
But I can be wrong because I don't speak Dutch at all.
Got it right the first time, I guess, then. Who is in charge of that, along with myself? And there's also documentation, which is always in dire need of help. And I believe Adam is still the point of contact for that. If you're interested,
correct.
If you're interested in getting involved with any of these, whether it be simply posting in the support forum or something like that, which you can do without being a team member, or if you're interested in contributing to the support kit or the support toolkit or the documentation, which I stress again, we are in dire need of help for documentation. Please feel free to go to the Get Involved page and private message either Nox Wizard, Eric Frerijan, or Adam about what you'd like to get involved with, because we're always looking for help. And third, there's a styles team, which does similar tasks to the mod team, except with styles instead of mods, obviously. And they are always looking for people to validate styles or answer style-related questions. So the best way to get involved there is go to the Styles Support and Development Forum and just answer questions, which from personal experience, I can say that all the help that is offered there is very much appreciated by everyone, because the volume of help there isn't quite as much as the support forum, and the volume of questions is just as much. So if you have any styles knowledge at all, you'd be most appreciated if you were to help there. Or if you think you have a very strong foundation in styles, where you can go through, make sure everything looks great, make sure that the style has a thorough understanding of being XHTML strict, using CSS, all that good stuff. Or if you would like to contribute as a designer for web pages media that the PHBBB project is currently producing, you are, of course, welcome to private message the styles team leader Prototech about that. And last but certainly not least, the moderator team, whose job is basically to be the phbbb.com police. And I say that in kind of a joking way, because there's a lot more to it than just warning people and banning people, which is what a lot of people associate them with. They're basically the ones who keep everything running smoothly by directing questions to where they need to go, approving posts, answering basic questions, answering user questions that are related to phbbb.com and not the phbbb software. And if you think you're good for that, your best thing to do is get involved in support at .com or on Area 51 or IRC, and make use of the tools that have been given to you to help with the moderation process. On all of our forums, you can report posts, and we very much appreciate it, because it means you don't have to actively look and read every single post to find people who need a gentle nudge in the right direction or something like that with regards to the rules. So if you see something that violates the rules, just report the post instead of posting about it like, oh my god, you got the rule wrong, lol. Instead of something like that, just report the post. And if you do it frequently enough and your reports are valid and you come off as a good, well-tempered person, you will probably eventually be invited to the moderator team. So as you can see, there's a very large amount of ways to get involved in the PHBBB project besides just writing code or answering questions. And I'm sure that there's definitely a role for everyone. And if you'd like to get involved, but you aren't sure how, you're pretty much free to private message. Well, I'll just extend this offer now. You're free to private message me, Phil, at phpbb.com, and ask how you can get involved, and I'll be more than happy to guide you in the proper direction there. And I believe Adam also wanted to address one more opportunity for getting involved and contributing. Is that correct, Adam?
Correct. Over the next couple of months and upcoming, we're looking at doing some significant work to the phbbb.com website. There's some areas of the website that really aren't providing the necessary information to users. It's more difficult to it's difficult to navigate and get around. And so really what we're looking for is feedback from community members and users of the website about how the website could be improved. We already have our own list of areas that we're going to be working on in the coming months, but we need to analyze it as well from a user's perspective. So in the discussion forum, PHBB discussion forum, there will be a topic about that, and we'll go ahead and link to that as well, about requesting feedback, basically areas that need improvement, areas that you think are good, and just general overall improvements to the site. And we'll go ahead and take those into consideration when we go ahead and start working on the website, and that would be very much appreciated.
So this is basically your opportunity then to air all of your grievances with regard to the current phpbb.com website and help us move forward with it then, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There's the website is fairly old at this point. The design was done, it's approaching almost 3 years ago now. So it's been around a while, and it really hasn't – it's changed a little bit over the years, but it really hasn't changed much, and we've been adding a lot to it. It's kind of gotten disorganized, and we're going to be doing a general cleanup of it upcoming soon. In the future, hopefully there will be a more active way to get involved as far as the website is concerned, but those details are currently being hashed out. So at this point, we're looking for general community feedback on the website.
So are you soliciting feedback on, the website's just general visual interface or how the website is structured, or are you just looking for everything you can get?
Really, anything we can get, we'll take. I'd like to, keep it focused on usability, areas that are confusing. Let's say you're trying to find support for PHBBB. You want to be able to find the knowledge base, and you can't find it for some reason. If you think that was difficult to get to a particular area of the website, or things just were not done clearly, or not organized clearly, then that's the area that we're looking for improvement in. Basically, general usability of the website.
All right. And do you have an idea of the time frame you want these suggestions to be implemented in, like when the end user will be able to say, hey, look, my ideas made it back to phpbb.com. I feel so proud, or something like that? Or is that still kind of in the being hashed out, we'll play it by ear kind of realm?
It's going to be a case-by-case basis. We're going to be taking it as it comes to us. The website should be an ever-evolving process. It should be always changing to a certain extent, where if we see an area that needs improvement, it should be improved and changed as necessary. So my general plan for the website is to have at least a basic overhaul of the website probably within the next couple of months, maybe 1 or 2 months, somewhere in that range. So we'll be soliciting feedback from that whole time. Future beyond that still is unknown at this point. But I myself and several other people involved with the website currently do have some plans in place for doing some even larger renovations to the website and possibly even starting from scratch, and we'll see how that how that comes out.
So the suggestions here, while they apply specifically to the current iteration of the website, will probably trickle their way down into any future things if they prove to be
correct. Correct, so, absolutely.
So this is just as much a learning experience for what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong as it is a chance to indirectly alter the phpbb.com website. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we went the route of, let's say, in the future, just completely changing everything around, and we didn't know the areas where things need improvement or where users are having trouble with the website. We're ultimately going to be repeating the same mistakes. So we're going to be taking, you know, ideas from the current website and implementing them into the new one. So if we don't know where, you know, where there are issues and where areas need improvement, or in areas that are very good and don't need improvement and are getting users the information that they need, the good stuff also needs to be brought over as well.
And are you inviting just feedback from people who use phpbb.com every day and are intimately familiar with it? Are you looking for all aspects and levels of users, and like people who go to phpbb.com often, people who maybe go once in a blue moon and have to Google on how to find stuff because the menus are...
A little bit of both, really. The experienced users are going to... the experienced users are going to know pretty much where everything is on the website. They've used it enough, so they know where to go. If somebody is only visiting phpbb.com once in a blue moon, they're basically a new user, and they are the people that are specifically looking for the information. They don't know where to go. So I'd personally be more interested in information from general users that are, you know, not as experienced with the website, that haven't been here as much. So really anybody. Obviously we want the experienced feedback as well, but if somebody is coming along that has only been on the website for a couple of days and say, hey, listen, I had trouble, you know, with this area of the website, I think it would be better done XYZ way, then absolutely we'll take that feedback.
And to reiterate, and correct me if I'm wrong, this will be posted in a discussion topic in PHPBB discussion. Is that correct?
Correct. That's correct. That's where we'll start. Absolutely.
And that will be, just to clarify, that will be in addition to the discussion topic that this podcast will have. So make sure you direct yourself to the proper podcast so you don't get slapped by a moderator or something like that. Mm-hmm. All right. So... in light of that, I'll go ahead and take a look at any other announcements in PHPBB world since last you heard from Douglas Bell and David Lewis. I don't think there's anything. The only thing that might even be pertinent to discuss that I don't believe was brought up is a little position change. Knox Wizard from the support team is now the support team leader, and Yuri Risco, or Marshall Rusty, has been kind of side promoted from the support team to the management team as operations manager. And just a little quick 10-second rundown on this. That's not really a completely involved switch. Basically, Yuri's responsibilities have transferred from managing the orange people like myself and Adam to being more involved with the general process of operating PHPBB, like handling advertisements, handling any shop things we may have, like selling birdies, or in the future selling the beautiful t-shirts that Christian 2.0, who is now on the support team, designed for us and things like that. So as the end user, you shouldn't run into too many differences, but that's basically the extent of what it means. It doesn't mean PHPBB has turned into a new plutocracy or anything like that. And unless Adam and Sam have anything else to add, I think that will pretty much do it for today. Guys, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing here.
All right. I guess I'll just take this opportunity then to just run over real quickly how the podcast is going to work again. These episodes are recorded non-live and will be released on an every 2-week basis. So this episode is released on September 18th. And the next episode, episode number 164, will be released on October 2nd and so on. As it gets closer to the release date for future episodes, we will post a release calendar so you would like to know. Or in case you would like to know. And episodes for the time being will continue to be released on phpbbweekly.net, Douglas's website. So all of your existing feeds and things like that will continue to work. And as time goes on, we will address where the podcast is hosted on phpbbweekly.net and decide if we want to keep it there or if we want to move it somewhere else. And we'll keep you up to date with those issues. And I would also like to invite you... Douglas and David had a catchphrase they said at the end of every podcast, which is something like, tag, you're it. In the interest of the new future PHBBB Weekly, we are trying to come up with a new catchphrase. And I am not particularly creative, and I don't believe Sam is either. So if you would like, if you have a catchphrase you would like to contribute, you're more than welcome to post your thoughts in the PHBBB discussion topic that will be created for this podcast. And we would love to hear from you, and depending on how good it is, I might even be able to provide you with a little prize for getting it right. Nothing special, but just something from me and Sam personally as a way of saying thank you. So if you have any ideas, please feel free to post them. Additionally, just running over how these discussion topics will work, they're your place for feedback on the current episode, like, please don't talk about Liberty Evasion anymore. I'd like it if you talked about how great and powerful Birdie is, something like that, or any other things you'd like to talk about. Because as team members, we have one view of the PHBBB project and what interests us, and you have a completely different view of what you want to hear about and what you think is interesting. So if there's anything you'd like us to discuss that you'd like us to go more in depth into that we haven't yet, just please feel free to let us know. Additionally, we may also be asking questions at the end of the podcast, like, do you have any neat catchphrase ideas or something like that, like I did a couple seconds ago, that you are free to respond to that we'd like to get a discussion going on. And we will also post those in the PHBBB discussion topic, so in case you didn't listen to the podcast or whatever, you can still chime in on the discussion and get involved. So this podcast, while not the official PHBBB podcast, even though it is ran by people who are team members, it's more of the PHBBB community podcast. We, like you, are community members, and this podcast is created for the community by the community. So if you would like to get involved, even as a guest on the podcast, please just contact me, or either myself or Sam, and we would be more than happy to arrange for you to be a guest on it if there's anything in particular you'd like to talk about. So if something interests you that you'd like to get into more detail about, please just let us know, and we'd be more than welcome to accommodate you, even if it's just for a little 2-minute rundown on what you want to talk about, or a 45-minute grand lecture on your great idea or something like that. All you have to do is let us know, and we will make it happen for you. Sam, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. It's, I think you covered it all.
All right, Adam, any last words?
Go Birdie.
Go Birdie.
Go well, Birdie. That was random, but yeah.
Always have to keep the evil bear overlord pleased, then, I suppose. Otherwise, he might drop honey into the server again or something.
He's watching me. He's watching me right now. He's on the shelf staring down at me. He's going, you better say nice stuff.
A little creepy.
Yeah, he's getting ready to strangle me right now. I can just see it in his locking plastic eyes, according to the London toy company that made him.
And on that note, PHBBB birdies are available from phbbb.com/shop for only 18 euros plus shipping, so buy one now. So that concludes today's episode of PHBBB Weekly. PHBBB Weekly episode number 163, and hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll have a nice closing tagline phrase to say, but until then, so long and farewell.